Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's September 10th, 2014. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I don't know if you've had a chance to tune in this week for the Monday and Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, but we've been blessed with some special guests. So let me quickly recap them, as those interviews are archived at greatnewsradio.org. Before I introduce today's special guest, who is Rick Santorum. If you follow politics at all, you're familiar with that name, as he was the runner-up right behind Mitt Romney for the Republican candidate for the 2012 election. And Rick's coming to our area next Tuesday. And a couple days ago, I had a 20-minute conversation with him over the phone, and you'll hear that 20-minute talk in its entirety in just a minute. But if you were tuned in Monday, you heard from Dr. Bill Gingold and all about the Wellness and Brain Fitness Fair that's coming to Lincoln Square Mall this Saturday, September 13th from 10 to 1 p.m. Great News Radio will be represented there with a table set up along with 70 or 80 other exhibitors and sponsors. So that's at the Lincoln Square Mall this Saturday for a free Wellness and Brain Fitness Fair between the hours of 10 and 1 p.m. Then yesterday on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, you heard from Hattie Kaufman. She'll be coming to our area this weekend with at least 5 stops, all listed on our events page at greatnewsradio.org. And she'll be bringing along copies of her book, Falling Into Place, A Memoir of Overcoming. Well, Rick keeps a very, very, very busy schedule. In fact, it took 3 calls and then a return call for us to connect up the other day. And so as he called in, I just began recording our conversation, so you'll hear some brief remarks, pray up the program, and we launch into a conversation. Hey, so you're coming up for air?
I am. I'm sorry. I've been gone. I was gone all last week, and it just hit me like an avalanche today. I apologize.
No problem.
One call after another, and apologize.
Let me pray up the program, and we'll just launch into it. Father God, obviously Rick's been inundated, demands on his time, his energy, his efforts, just the wherewithal to write a book and to be in the limelight and to be a CEO and involved in so many different things. So I just pray now as we talk a little about his stance on the unborn, his stance for family, for faith, for freedom, that he can get even energized, if you will, through this time. I just pray for all the other things that will be pressing on him in the moments and hours ahead. Watch over Karen and his 7 children and just be with him now as he can share freely, and he's coming to our area to share the importance of the sanctity of life. So help us now, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Rick, for being available for this, the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. And I'm looking at some of the notes I wrote down in preparation for this time with you. You're currently the CEO of Echolight Studios, a faith and family film production company. You recently published in April, Blue Collar Conservatives, co-founder and chairman of Patriot Voices. You worked in the Pennsylvania legislature, former U.S. Senator, 2012 presidential candidate, finishing 2nd just behind Mitt Romney. You've received your undergraduate and master's degree and have a law degree from Dickinson School of Law, now part of Penn State, a husband to Karen, married 24 years, father of 7 living children. Wow, are there any dull moments in your life?
I guess the quick answer to that is no.
Yeah.
I get a little tired listening to the whole thing. It's been a busy 56 years. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, in fact, that's just a portion and some of the highlights. You've served this country in so many different ways, and appreciate your stance on faith, family, and freedom, and appreciate your stance on life and life issues and so many different things. Your conservative policies, you're a social conservative. Now, on this edition of Mark and Friends, we're not going to talk politics. I want to have our listeners just kind of get to know the heart and the goals that you have, and even serving in this new role as the CEO of Echolight Studios. And I wish I would have gotten your Blue Collar Conservative book, because I would have loved to have read it, maybe a future interview. But you're coming to our area, you're very busy, a taxing schedule, in fact, so many demands and appointments and radio interviews, and the list goes on and on. Why carve out time to share at the Pregnancy Resource Center banquet?
Well, because I think this is one of the most important movements in the country. Obviously, the life issue, as you know from my record in Washington, D.C., This is a passion of mine. I was able to lead the effort on about four or five different policies, everything from partial birth abortion to the Born Alive and Protection Act to the Unborn Victims of Violence Act, and we're able to pass a lot of pro-life legislation. And so this is a passion for me because I know it is fundamental. If we get the issue of life wrong, then, you know, it's really hard to get a whole lot right. And we have the issue of life wrong right now. We have a law that allows 1.2 million children, innocent human lives, to be sacrificed under the name of choice. And that's a country that is hurting. That's a country that's not going to do well because it's not going to be a country that's going to be able to count on God's blessings. And so we really believe that the best way to fight that battle is right on the front line. And that's what these pregnancy resource centers do. And that's why I wanted to come to your local pregnancy resource center to help them be out there to meet the women and the men and the families in crisis, and to show what the pro-life movement is all about, which is about God's love. It's about unconditional love. It's about recognizing the lies that have been told out there in America today to so many people, and speaking truth in love, which is the most important way to do that.
Well, I know you're in for a real blessing. Though you're coming to serve, I think you'll be built up and fortified by not only the director, Greta Henry, but the Singing Men of GNN. Our 50-member men's choir will be singing and presenting, and so many of the Great News Radio listeners I know will be coming out and attending. And if you haven't called in your registration yet, you need to do that today by calling 217-398-6511. 217-398-6511. And speaking of blessings, I had the good fortune of speaking with your wife, Karen, to set up this arrangement. How about a little shout out on this woman, married 24 years? You have 7 living children. I'm sure she's been a behind-the-scenes prayer warrior, support, and an advocate for you throughout these many years of serving.
Well, certainly everyone that knows Karen and knows our family knows that I would still be laboring in the bowels of some law firm somewhere if it wasn't for her. And she has been an incredible support, not just in the way that's visible. I mean, she's a great campaigner for me when I ran for the Congress and then ran for the Senate. She spoke everywhere. She handled, you know, the interviews, and as she did when we ran for president in 2012. But the most important role she plays is she's the rock of the family and here at home, and caring for the kids and homeschooling for 18 years, and you know, taking care of our little special needs girl Bella. She's pretty much a superwoman, and you know, God bless me beyond my whatever I could have possibly deserved with her.
Yeah, what do they say? You married up, or you kicked beyond the punt coverage and you came up with her, so you're very fortunate. Yeah, I got to speak with her briefly, and she sounded like just a gem, very enthusiastic. And I didn't know about your special needs daughter because I said, hey, Karen, are you going to be coming to the area so we can meet you? And she said, because of the special needs and the commitment to the family, it's just best to send you off serving, and she serves in her way by being that anchor for the family. But I'm sure you've leaned into her heavily over the years. And I'm just thinking for our listeners that maybe aren't familiar with the demands and how taxing a campaign will be, and you're traveling all over the country. How do you keep balance? How do you stay in love and connected with her and your family and yet pour 157% out into all the speaking engagements and the demands?
Well, I'd be lying to you if I said it was easy or if I said I did a really great job. It's one of the areas that I constantly am asked for prayers and a lot of time asked for forgiveness because it's a strain. There's no question it's a big strain on the marriage. It's a strain on the family. It's a strain on me personally. And you really just have to be very prayerful about it. Say, is this really what God wants me to do? And if it is, He'll make it all work. And that's what we've relied upon. And we just said, okay, you know, Lord, we know you, this is what you're calling. We know it's hard. We know it's going to be very stressful on a lot of us, but we're putting this on your hands and asking you to heal us and to make us whole. And it's been one heck of a ride, a lot of wonderful times, a lot of very, very deep and dark times, but you know, God has always been there for us, and we feel, you know, we have a blessed marriage. Our family is We couldn't ask for better kids. We just feel like, you know, he's come through on his end. He's really blessed us.
I'm just thinking, how do you even stay connected with, like, the church or the parish with all the traveling? Do you have others that come alongside with devotional thoughts? Do you have your Bible handy? Like, how do you draw on the strength to get through everything you need to accomplish throughout the day?
Well, I mean, if I look at it as part of what I'm doing, no different than someone else who has a job that's out on the road is, to me, it's just sort of a traveling ministry in some respects. You're out there, and certainly the job I have now, which is with the CEO of Echo Light Studios, I mean, we make faith-oriented films. Mm-hmm. And so part of my job is to go out and promote films of faith. And, in fact, the film we have coming out right now called One Generation Away, we're actually bringing that directly to the church. So we're asking churches to sign up to show this movie, which is a movie on our religious liberty and how, in fact, it's in jeopardy right now. And I'm going to talk about a passion. I mean, I want my children to be living in a place where freedom is paramount, and that we have religious liberty in this country where people can practice their faith. And that's in jeopardy right now. So it's this this tear between you have your ministry out there in the public, then you have your ministry at home, and the support network really is prayer, and that's I can't tell you the number of people who pray for me and for our family, and we absolutely feel being lifted up when we're out there doing the Lord's work and trying to keep it together here at home.
In preparation for this interview, I was doing some searches on some of your legislation and the things you've been supporting, including the Santorum Amendment, Teaching of Intelligent Design, and the Workplace Religious Freedom Act. And how do you navigate through, you like a portion of this that's being introduced, this legislation, but there's something tagged on to it. And then when people look at your voting record, they said, but why do you agree to this? Because it might be a black and white issue, but they don't know all the strings that are attached to something.
Yeah, that's the problem with a voting record. It doesn't always tell the whole story. And, look, that's true with every voting record. And you have bills that have, as you mentioned, really good things in it. You have, at the same time, things that you would never want to vote for. The safest vote is always to do nothing, mm-hmm. right? It's to always vote no, and then nothing ever happens, good or bad. The problem with that is that, there's things and problems that need to be addressed. And so that's what the art of compromise is. And I always try to say that a good compromise is doing less good of what you want, and that on balance you're doing more good than bad. And that if you're doing more good, and that the net effect is in the right direction. And that's sometimes not an easy call to make. Particularly when it comes to moral issues, deep moral issues, I think every issue has some moral component to it. When it comes to really the deep moral issues, you just have to pray hard and hope that you can get the wisdom to discern what the right course is.
In case you're just tuned in, I have Rick Santorum on the phone with me on this, the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. He's coming to speak at the Pregnancy Resource Center next Tuesday, September 16th. The presentation will be from 7 to 9 p.m., including the Singing Men of GNN. But if you are planning on attending, you need to call the Pregnancy Resource Center at 217-398-6511, 217-398-6511. Well, Rick, I know since running in the 2012 presidential election, you've been a consultant, you've returned to your private law practice, a news contributor, but now you're the CEO of Echo Light Studios. How does God kind of take you from the political realm into this realm where it's a huge shift? How did you know he was leading you to take on this new role? And what do you do? Show off the baby. What is Echo Light Studios all about?
Echo Light Studios is a film company that we produce films. So in other words, we make films that are focused on faith and the faith journey. Most of our films are feature films, all but this one, as a matter of fact, the one I just talked about, One Generation Away. All of the other films we do are feature films, so they're movies. A lot of our films are true stories about faith and how faith has had an impact on people's lives. So they're designed to try to take the level of movie making, if you will, in the Christian space, up a notch or two. So we have better quality productions, better storytelling, better cinematography, and really try to appeal to a little broader audience than some of the other movies that have been out over the past 3 or 4 or 5 years. So number one, that's producing movies. Number two, is this idea and this concept I just shared with you, is that we believe that, our mission really is to take movies into the church. Instead of making movies and bringing them into theaters, our feeling is that the church needs to start leading again. And one of the areas the church has not led is in the culture. Mm-hmm. And we've seen it recently. The last few years, the church has started to lead in the music space. So you're starting to see a lot more music being produced that is really good quality, that has a good, strong faith message to it. And, of course, not only on the radio or on CDs, but also performances in the church. And it's drawing young people in and drawing people from outside the church into church, making the church more of a community, giving that salt and light for the people in the church to be able to go out and carry the gospel forward. Well, the most powerful medium to do that is film. And so what we're trying to do is make the church the center of the culture by bringing film into the church to give that kind of spiritual uplift through movies and giving them the ability to be able to be the center of the culture.
Is there a website? So maybe some of our listeners are like, hey, I want to know more about Echolight Studios or maybe bringing it to their church or congregation. How would they get in touch or find out more?
The website to bring this movie and movies, we'll have one movie a quarter. Every quarter we'll have a new movie that will come out that will only be shown in the church. And this movie, One Generation Away, for the next 2 months, the only place you can see that movie is if a church shows it in your community. And the website is echolightstudios.com. That's ECHO, as in echo, echo, echo. Echolight, LIGHT, studios.com. And if you're a pastor, you just put /venue, VENUE, and right there you can sign up your church for the film. The great thing is if you're a church and you sign up, you'll have access to all the movies we have, three of them so far, and you'll be able to watch them online so you can pre-approve them before you have to show them to your congregation. So we really do create it. And by the way, there's no charge to the church whatsoever. The church, this is free to the church. There is a ticket charge that we have a ticketing system. So people who come into the church will have to buy a ticket. The minimum price for a ticket is $5. Church can charge more and share in the revenues if they want. But the idea is to try to bring people into the church and provide this as a free, really, gift to the church to help make them more culturally relevant.
Well, Rick, I know your schedule is packed, and thank you, God, that you were able to fit me in. And I just have a couple closing questions, but I want our listeners to know that the Pregnancy Resource Center that you'll be speaking at, the fundraising banquet is on Tuesday night, September 16th, and you can call the Pregnancy Resource Center at 217-398-6511, 217-398-6511. And, Rick, you've been known for standing for the grassroots conservatives, faith, family, freedom. Any thoughts of future political aspirations or getting back in to Washington or any leadings? Anyone calling you saying, hey, we need some leadership here. Rick, we need you back on board.
Well, let's just put it this way. I'm very open to doing that. Mm-hmm. Again, it's really where God is calling me to be right now. And the answer is yes, we're actively considering that. And any kind of support we would get from folks would be much appreciated. My website is called Patriot Voices. PatriotVoices.com is the website. And so if you're interested in encouraging me in that direction, then you can go there, sign up, and help us out. That would be appreciated.
Okay, Patriot Voices. And I think you write, you're not only the co-founder, but the chairman of that. And you write some periodical blog. There's some blogs being written on a regular basis?
Yeah, we have. I put things out on Twitter and on Facebook, and so we're constantly putting information out and trying to provide some leadership.
Okay, in a closing minute or two, how can we most effectively pray for you? Maybe some specific things, and how would you like your legacy in the next 10 years? How would you like that to be lived out?
Well, that's a great question. It's one of the things that people ask me, what's your plan? And I always say, well, you plan and God laughs, and so I'm not really much of a planner or thinking, oh, 10 years from now, I want to do all these things. When I was thinking about running for president 4 years ago, people would ask me if I was running, and I would say, no, I'm walking. And I was just trying to walk the path that God is leading me. And I don't really look too far down the road. And so that's sort of where I am. I don't look too far down the road, whether God wants me in a position of running for president again and maybe being in that position, or whether this position at Echolight Studios is where I need to be, or maybe something else, or whether it's, again, looking more. And then you ask about prayer. I always say pray for my wife, Karen, pray for my children. because they're the ones that that are the quiet ones behind the scenes who have to really carry and shoulder the burden, not just of having a dad who's as busy as I am, but being in the public view. Just because you're the child of a public figure doesn't mean that you get a free pass. It's pretty brutal on everybody, and so please pray for them.
Well, Rick, you're in your prime, so we're going to be praying up great health and that the continuation of you hearing God's voice or his whisper, and that he will direct your paths and lead you along. And kudos to your wife, Karen, and health and blessing to your children and your special little Bella. May God use her in unique ways to touch all of us. So we look forward to welcoming you to our area. It's the Pregnancy Resource Center Banquet. It's a fundraising banquet on Tuesday, September 16th. You can call in for more information or to get registered at 217-398-6511. Well, Rick, we look forward to you coming to town, and God's very best to you.
Thank you very much, Mark. I appreciate it. God bless you.
Well, that was my 20-minute conversation with Rick Santorum, as taped on Monday after about three different calls. I think he was triple booked, and he finally called me back. Well, he certainly knows about the power of prayer, and I'd ask that you would lift him and his family up as he holds a very pro-life stance and believes in the family, faith, and our freedoms. I'm sure you're familiar with his name, as he was a 2012 presidential candidate, finishing just behind Mitt Romney, former U.S. Senator to Pennsylvania and worked in their legislature, co-founder and chairman of Patriot Voices, currently the CEO of Echolight Studios, which is a faith and family film production company, keeping very busy, and still trying to balance time with his wife, Karen, and his seven children. Well, he's going to be the keynote speaker at the Pregnancy Resource Center on Tuesday, September 16th. We'll be gathering from 7 to 9 p.m. The Singing Men of GNN will be opening up the evening. Rick Santorum will share a message. I'm sure we'll hear from Greta Henry and other testimonies on how wonderfully God is using this Pregnancy Resource Center to provide hope and healing and comfort and care to so many. If you want to register, you need to RSVP at 217-398-6511. That's 217-398-6511. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.